This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Visitors to Herman Holloway Park on Wilmington's east side will find something new starting next week. An outdoor fitness park is being tucked into that park with the help of AARP. It's part of AARP's national initiative to sponsor a fitness park in every state, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, as the organization commemorates its 60th anniversary. This Wilmington park opens Wednesday with a ribbon cutting. But AARP Delaware's communications director, Kimberly Iapolucci, joined me earlier this week to tell us a bit more about the new space and AARP's initiative. So what will the new fitness park coming to Herman Holloway Park have in it? What will it look like for people who go there to use it?
We're working with a national nonprofit called FitLot to develop these fitness parks all over the country. We work with local park and recreation departments, and FitLot is a 501c3 organization that helps communities find the resources they need to plan, build, and program outdoor fitness parks. And in each community, AARP state office staff and volunteers work with community leaders to sponsor these outdoor fitness parks with the intention that the whole community can benefit with a free opportunity to get healthy and fit. Now, each park that we've opened this year has exercise equipment that can be adapted to meet a wide range of fitness levels and abilities. You can get a full body workout in these fitness parks. And so we choose an existing park that, you know, could well accommodate the space and where anyone in the community could have the opportunity to play in the park and improve their health and access the equipment.
Are there some examples of what that equipment is that people will be able to use?
Well, it's all in one tented area. It is branded with AARP branding. And basically, the equipment can give you a full body workout. And when we do a ribbon cutting and grand opening for the park on September 25th from 11 to 1, you will have people from this organization, FitLot, there to demonstrate how you can use the different pieces of equipment to get a full body workout, or how you can adapt those pieces, for maybe some various special needs that people may have. So it's really a very accessible piece of equipment. It's free to the community. And really, we can't imagine what could be better to celebrate healthy aging in our communities.
I was going to say, you mentioned it's about celebrating healthy aging. And even though most people associate AARP with seniors, this equipment is not limited just to seniors, right? And this is something for the entire community to use.
Oh, absolutely. The equipment would be available to anyone. In fact, it's designed so that it can be adapted for different, height levels or size levels. Children can feasibly use it. And so it's really a nice design so that anyone can use it. And, here at AARP, we recognize that life is becoming more intergenerational, and we approach our work in a way where we can serve not only people over 50, but also their families.
How was Herman Holloway Park selected as a site for this fitness park?
Well, we know that the park is readily used already. It gets a good attendance. They have concerts there and different outdoor activities at the park. But there's also a healthy community around there that really would work well with it. There are some towers around the park where some people over 50, reside in those towers. And so we felt it was a good location the equipment would be readily used.
And as you noted at the top, this initiative to sponsor a fitness park in every state is part of AARP's 60th anniversary. Tell us a little bit more about the impetus behind marking the anniversary in this way, focusing on fitness as opposed to maybe some other way.
Well, we are celebrating our anniversary all year in a variety of ways. This is just one of them. And, we have such a deep commitment to communities at AARP. We are a national organization with about 38 million members nationwide, but we have state offices in every state. And in Delaware, we have 187,000 members, which is quite a big penetration. And so we have the ability to take some of our big national projects like the 60th anniversary and really localize them and really make them work well for our local community. We kind of can get our arms into the community. We work with the city, the county, the state on projects like this that really benefit people on the local level. And so there's this wonderful nationwide back and forth between AARP and the local state offices where we can really deliver customized benefits and programs for people over 50 and their families that really work well for people in communities.
And my understanding is this, Delaware is one of the first states, one of the first places to get one of these parks actually up and running, right?
That's correct. The first park we launched was actually in Florida, and we've done a few already. We're going to continue to open these fitness parks all over the country for the next couple of years. And so we were happy to be one of the first states, and, you know, we want to make a big splash about it. The event is going to be a lot of fun. We have our AARP state director speaking. Mayor Mike Perzicki will be there. Wilmington City Council President Hanifa Shabazz will be there. We're going to have a complimentary luncheon for the community who attends. But I did want to mention one thing, Tom, for people who are listening. If you think you might like to attend this event and see what this new equipment looks like, we do ask for RSVPs in this case so that we can make sure we have enough lunch for everybody. And so people can call 877-926-8300 if they would like to, you know, just let us know they're coming. And I also wanted to mention people should take a look at our local AARP Delaware blog page, aarp.org/DE.
Is there hope, Kim, that others might see this park that's being launched at Herman Holloway Park and maybe try to duplicate it elsewhere in the state so that maybe people elsewhere in the state would have access to a similar type of opportunity?
Well, I think that, you know, this could be the impetus for something like that. We are happy to take the lead and set the agenda for healthy aging right in local parks where people can go and, you know, find something easy to use and attractive. And, you know, not only is this fitness park good for your body and your mind, it's good for socializing. Everybody knows it's a lot more fun to exercise with other people than by yourself. So this is also part of our initiative where we want to prevent people from becoming too isolated in their homes. We want them to have that social support. And what better way than exercising together with people that live near you?
I was going to say, that's got to help in the effort to kind of help people age in place, right?
Absolutely. We talk all the time about how we know people in Delaware and really all over the country want to stay in their own homes for as long as they can. And this is really a step in the right direction for that. It's a piece of the puzzle that when you put all these things together with, you know, there are other things that fall into place that can help people age in their own homes. This is a piece of it that really makes it better for them and makes it more possible for them to stay healthy at home.
Thanks to AARP Delaware's Communications Director, Kimberly Iapolucci, for her time on The Green this week. Again, the ribbon cutting for this new fitness park at Wilmington's Herman Holloway Park is this Wednesday, September 25th, starting at 11 a.m. And we close out The Green next with Enlighten Me and more on the newly opened Delaware Botanic Gardens in Sussex County. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.